Hello there, this is Gail, and I'm going to be reading a story from page 52 on the Gateway Juniors book called The Garden of Life. There were two twin brothers who lived their lives very differently from each other. One of the brothers was called Joe, and he was loving and kind to everyone he met. He practiced mindful listening. He always listened first to what others had to say before he replied. He was careful to be respectful of other people and nature and would avoid doing anybody any harm. He enjoyed learning about himself and others. He made mistakes, but he was happy to learn from them. Joe was interested in being healthy and ate nourishing food, and he looked after the environment where he could. He enjoyed helping other people and knew that it was a wonderful gift if he had made someone else smile that day. Joe enjoyed using meditations, which he felt freed his mind from worry. And he always practiced mindfulness. He didn't worry about the past or the future. He enjoyed every moment just as it was. Joe also liked to keep a journal or a diary, and every night in his journal he wrote down three things he had been grateful for that day. Now, the other brother was called Julian, and he was very different to Joe. He wasn't interested in anyone other than himself. He was interested in only what he could gain and sometimes appeared rude and talked over people. He made mistakes like we all do, but he didn't learn from them. He told lies to get ahead and often hurt other people with his ways. He wasn't interested in healthy eating or looking after the environment. He wasn't good at listening to others, and he thought it was hilarious that Joe practiced mindfulness, meditation, and gratitude. The boy's father was a wise man, and he could see how different the boys were. So one day, he gave them a packet of seeds each. He talked to the boys that these seeds represented their life as it was, and gave them each their own little garden to plant their seeds in. Now, each garden had the same amount of sunshine and water needed for the seeds to grow. Most days the boys would come to check, water and weed their gardens. Joe would talk to his plants, sharing all the positive, helpful, peaceful, calm things he had done. Julian sadly complained about his day and the people in it, how unfair life was and how horrible and rude he'd been to other people. Julian soon grew tired of his garden and stopped going. And after a few months, their father asked to see their gardens. Joe was delighted to show his father how his seeds had grown into beautiful flowers. Julian, though, was really shocked to see his garden because it was full of weeds. His father explained to him that living a kind and caring, positive, grateful, mindful, and peaceful life helped us be happy. And sadly, eventually, we would have to face the consequences if we didn't live in that way. And he hoped the seeds and the garden was a really good chance for Julian to learn that lesson. So there is an activity after the story. There's a few activities. So one thing we say is we ask you to think about your amazing qualities as a person. Perhaps write them down in a book by your bed. But then we also ask if there's anything you'd perhaps like to get better at. Anything you'd like to improve in yourself. You could also write that down in your book. You could maybe think about small ways how you could go about that, or ask an adult or a teacher in your life, or discuss it with a friend. There really is a really nice activity on page 53 about planting seeds yourself, so you'd have to get an adult to help you with that. So I hope you enjoyed the story, and if you wanted to join our community on Facebook and tell me all about your seed planting or show me pictures, then just look in the back of the book and you'll find the link and ask a parent or a teacher to join in for you. See you again.